The Cappuccino Podcast brought to you in association with Tactical Solutions. For all your tactical solutions, check them out at www.tactical.co.nz.
It's that time again, so grab yourself a cup of joe
and get ready for the Cappuccino with Constable Brian.
Okay, it is the Cappuccino podcast, the Christmas special, or as my notebook referred to it today as the WSX.
WSX?
Yeah, Wilhelmina Shrimpton Christmas.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there, okay. There it sounds like some kind of badass car does. Or something. Yeah, so
I was actually thinking it could be like your rap name if you wanted. Yeah,
ooh,
feel free.
Right? Nice.
So last year, Wilhelmina was in stitches. No, it was actually 2 years ago you were in stitches because you kept talking to me about not seeing Groove Armada because you had stitches in your legs.
Oh,
and
literal stitches.
Literal stitches, yeah. Yep. Since then, she's been to India. She started her own company. I'm going to say she's become a megastar of media, different media platforms, because everywhere you look, there she is somewhere
popping
else,
up.
So that's good. So let's get right into it. What has been the best surprise that you've had in 2023?
Oh, she's been a big 2023.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, there's been so many surprises. I think the biggest surprise has been my resilience.
There you go, cool. In 2022, you said it was refining your confidence.
Ah, and you know what? That actually kind of ties in quite nicely as well, because I feel like I also found more of that.
There you go.
Because I made so many big, giant leaps, and everything that could have changed in my life
done.
Has changed this year.
Perfect. For me, it's got to be that I had become a Winston Churchill Fellowship, fellow, I should say. I guess.
I thought you were going to say Winston Peters.
No. Right first name. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yep. In 2022, I asked you what the best Christmas song was. I'm still going to run with Travis Tritt's version of Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, yeah.
It's a stunner. But you said The Little Drummer Boy. Want to change it, or is that still good?
Yeah, let's mix it up this year. But yep. I mean, it's not really mixing it up because it's a classic. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
I should almost end this podcast right here now, Wills. That's disgraceful.
It's cliche, but it's great.
Yeah, and apparently she makes an absolute ton of money on it every year, but that's a story for another day.
Goals.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. On a different podcast platform. Has the exercise stopped for you yet, and when do you kick back in?
You mean literal exercise?
Yeah, like the physical
working out,
exercise.
Working
yeah.
out?
Yep.
It actually doesn't. I am still going regularly, and I plan to over Christmas and New Year's as well, because I'm going down to Blenheim to my partner's family Christmas, and his sister owns a gym.
Nice.
So we'll probably be doing family workouts, which I don't know, which I know is a bit lame, but
it's all good.
I love it.
It's
I actually love it.
Funny, because you said exactly the same thing 2 years ago.
Really?
You almost pretty much said, I'm a complete loser. I exercise. Sometimes I even exercise like on Boxing Day. So
just keeps the mind clear.
Yeah.
Body moving.
I'm exactly the same, so it's all good. Are you going to do the whole new year, new me thing?
No, because I feel like a whole new me came throughout this year.
Yep.
So I'm a completely different version
Yep.
of myself. I think what I would like is new year, new stability would be would be nice.
Yeah,
new
yeah,
year,
yeah.
new consistency.
Yeah.
New year, no significant life change would be ace for
me. We're not saying in any way that Wilhelmina is unstable. All right? So she wasn't before or now even then yet. So how much fun has this year been for you? Because like you said, you've had like a huge I'm gonna call it a growth phase, but you've been to India, you've been emceeing stuff, you've started your own company, you've been on different platforms as well, which means you're working with different companies. Has it been a lot of fun this year or not?
There have been moments that have been amazing, and I saw this quote the other day, and I think it sums up how I felt this year, is that I met both the saddest and the happiest version of myself this year. There were massive, massive challenges, massive, massive knockbacks, lowest points that I've ever experienced, scary points, and came out the other side to have these incredible opportunities and started these new things. And if you'd said to me that all of that was going to happen this year, I wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah.
You know, March Wills
yep.
had no idea what was coming.
Yep.
But I'm really proud of myself that I dragged myself through the storm and came out the other side.
What is it? Tough times don't last, tough people do.
Yeah, what is it? Diamonds are made under pressure, darkest before the dawn. It all rings true. Yep. It's cheesy, but it's
if you think you're going
on.
Through hell, then just keep on going.
Exactly.
That's the Winston Churchill one. Biggest disappointment in 2023 for you personally, or just your biggest disappointment, and then I'll give you mine.
The closure of Today FM.
Yep.
We really believed in it, and it was a real shame that we couldn't keep going and travelling that journey.
For me, and this is I'm going to sound like a tragic here, but ride with it because you're in my car. It's the All Blacks losing that Rugby World Cup final.
I was there for it. It was awful.
The second whistle, we had three English officials, and I'm not blaming anybody, but anyway.
Oh gosh.
So last time I saw you, you were a New Zealand Podcast Award winner.
Last time?
Yeah, you were like we in 2022 you hadn't been named, and then you got named as a winner. We're back about a year ago now, so you were a podcast winner. What was that like? Because you're still doing podcasting and everything else, but what's it like to actually say, "Hey, I'm a New Zealand Podcast Award winner"?
Do you know, I actually think I was a finalist, but I won this year at the New Zealand Radio Awards for my docos.
Yeah.
Which? So it was best long form video, that started as a podcast, and then it kind of it evolved into this beautifully shot, you know, beautifully considered 45 minute long feature documentary series.
Yeah.
So we won best long form video, and I also won best journalist as well, which was kind of a culmination of all these stories and docos that I'd worked on. It was definitely a career highlight.
Can you also see the sort of sense of irony going on with everything that's gone on this year, and you pick up those awards and it's like, yeah, okay, because I know that...
It was bittersweet. It was definitely bittersweet because it was all this work that I'd done at Today FM, and we had grand plans for where the doco series was going to go, and we didn't get to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm incredibly proud of what we did, and I couldn't have done it alone. My cameraman, Simon Morrow, shout out to him. He was an amazing support system, and it was just him. It was him and I, this mighty team of two, pulling out these wicked docos. And definitely bittersweet. But it's funny, I think back to that night, and it was really hard. It was kind of a mixture of emotions, but actually that night was a massive turning point for me this year.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of around my lowest point.
Yeah.
And that was kind of this moment where the pendulum started swinging the other way.
You're doing good stuff, Wills. And I'd just like to say, because I know he's a regular listener, Duncan, the Cappuccino was nominated, didn't even make it. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Best movie of 2023, in your opinion?
You know what's funny about this is I used to be able to go home after work and sit there on Netflix and watch things. The past 5 months since I launched my business have been so busy, I barely had a chance to watch anything. However, what I have watched, so this is and by no means falling in the category of best movie, it's just a movie that I watched.
The movie that I last saw
was the Barbie movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I don't want to go there, but from what I hear, everybody says it's pretty good. So, and maybe even in the running for an Oscar, if you can believe it or not.
Yeah, it was just kind of, you know, this sense of nostalgia and, you know, female empowerment, and America Ferrera's monologue was very inspiring. And I just love Margot Robbie. Who doesn't?
Yeah,
you
exactly
know,
right.
She's a vibe.
And she's Harley Quinn as well.
She is.
It's got to be completely out of the gate here. Mission Impossible. Every time we go to those movies, I'm like, oh, what more can this guy do? It's getting a bit sort of stereotypical, but I always sit there for like 2.5 hours and go, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I saw a great, great movie the other night with Woody Harrelson in it called Champions, where he's an NBA coach. A college basketball coach gets himself into a spot above her, and he has to coach a Special Olympics basketball team. It is great. It's not demeaning in any way, and it's actually a great way. People, I think, if they saw the movie, they'd actually realise, actually, you've got to take everybody into account here. Mm. Really, really good. So
nice.
If you haven't seen it, watch it.
I actually have. It was good.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
But I felt like it was so long ago because so much has happened since I saw it.
Yeah, that'd be that, right? What's been the biggest WTF moment of 2023 in media?
I think you know what my answer is, and I hate to harp on about it, but it was definitely the closure of our sweet station, Today FM. You wake up one morning thinking you have a job, and then the next moment you don't.
Yeah.
or a frequency or a station. So yeah. Definitely the biggest WTF for me.
Yeah, it was a bit strange, that whole thing, but we'll just leave it there. Binge watches of 2023, I know. In 2022, you said it was White Lotus. You were all over White Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
What's it been for this year?
White Lotus season 2.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, it's even better than season 1. If you haven't watched it, definitely jump on, watch it, binge it, watch it multiple times. Nice. I actually rewatched it with my partner who hadn't seen it. He loved it.
Hot.
Very excited for season 3. Apparently, it's set in Thailand.
Of course it is. Haven't seen a single episode, so
that's good.
True. Yeah. For me, it's got to be Slow Horses or Ted Lasso, the final season of Ted Lasso, which I thought they're going to tank here because it's just going to get too treacly, but it was actually really good. What's the series that you started watching and you thought this is going to tank, but it was actually quite awesome? It was actually sort of a, oh, okay, holy surprise moment.
That's a good one. Because again, the ability for me to watch series lately has not been great. It's definitely diminished. That I thought was going to tank, you mean that I thought was bad?
Yeah.
Or that I thought it would rate
or
really
when
badly?
Somebody sort of said, hey, look, try this. For me, I'll give you mine, it was actually Slow Horses. I love Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
And I started watching the show, I'm like, oh, here we go, this is just going to be a typical British MI5 drama. But it's so good.
Mm.
It's completely addictive. And Gary Oldman, as always, is just amazing in it. But yeah, from that, I started watching it. I got 3 episodes into it, and I was like, "Oh my god, I've got to watch all of these!" And pretty much we did. So anything like that, or not? Just too busy?
I think I remember at the start of the year I started watching Ozark, and I know I'm like way behind everybody in watching it. But I remember the first couple of episodes being kind of slow, sort of low energy, but it just really, really grips you when there's a twist and turn, and you know, a shock horror moment every episode. I've still got about 3 seasons to watch, but very excited for some summer viewing if it's raining, which we hope it's not. But, yeah.
Well, in a true confession, I can say this now. 2023 was the year that I first watched an episode of Friends. And it was only because of Matthew Perry's death. I said to my wife, she's like, oh, I'm really sad, blah, blah, blah. Is he Chandler?
Yes.
Chandler's dead. And who, what, what? And because I'd been too busy at martial arts and I'd never seen an episode.
Constable B, this is out the gate outrageous.
I know, so I'm half a season into season 1. Don't tell me how it ends. Superhero movies dead?
Are they dead?
Yep.
Look, I don't think they've ever been alive in my eyes. I don't know. Are you talking like the Marvel series?
Just that genre of movies, because I have to be honest, you know, I collect comics, you know, I like that pop culture stuff. But I'm getting to the stage now where another one comes out and I go, yeah, okay.
Actually, no, I think you're right, because wasn't it the whole thing, and the Marvel movies I kind of sort of tagged along to people or friends who wanted to see them, and generally I always enjoy them when I'm in the theatre.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't, you know, tune in and watch them at home. But I thought Endgame was, you know, just as its name describes, the end game.
Please.
But apparently they keep getting resurrected, and then we're time travelling, and then we're doing all these things. Yeah. But hey, look, it's great. It's great marketing. It's the gift that keeps on giving, and it's a franchise that's clearly very lucrative.
Yep.
So good on them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Best fiction book of the year, if you've had time. Now, in 2022, one of your New Year's resolutions for 2023 was to read more, and you had. Because I said, yeah, what's your best best fiction book? And you went, blop, straight away. And I went, wow.
Oh, see, I haven't read any fiction ones. I've only read a couple of non-fiction ones. And that was only because I made it my mission last summer. And then this year just went gangbusters.
Yeah.
And, but no, I can give you 2 non-fiction.
Go.
So hopefully this isn't what I said last year, if there was a crossover. I really enjoyed reading Emily Ratajkowski's autobiography. It's kind of a series of essays that she wrote throughout her career and her modeling career and her acting career, some really relatable moments as a woman. And then
is she the woman that did the Robin Thicke
video? Did the Blurred Lines.
Yes, you were reading it, or you just finished it.
And then Stanley Tucci, My Life Through Food.
There you go.
He's just awesome.
Yeah. So for me, best fiction book is a book called Isaac and the Egg. It's incredible. It's an amazing story about grieving.
Mm.
I can't remember the author's name, but it really is one of the most strangest books you'll ever read. Mm. You get to the end of it and he sort of says this, and it's like, oh, okay, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Mm. And the best non-fiction book of the year is 2. A Canoe in the Wind by my old mate Vitaly Lafalili, or VJ as we used to know him in the force, first civilian ever to pass the SAS test, and then went on to become a police inspector in charge of the AOS and STG.
Wow.
He's just an amazing human being. Yeah. And Alia Bojalova's The Resiliency Toolkit. Alia used to be the psychologist for the SAS, and she's the only way you can describe her is she's a pocket rocket. She was kidnapped many years ago as well, and managed to escape. Yeah, she's just amazing. Okay, we spoke about it last year. In 2023, one of your New Year's resolutions was to read more. We've just spoken about that. What's got any New Year's resolutions for this year?
You know, I think resolutions are a funny thing, and I can't remember if I said this last year. People put so much onus on doing something significant at the start of every year when I just think you should just have goals all year round. I think my New Year's resolution this year is going to be being kinder to myself.
Boom.
Putting less pressure on myself. I definitely have very high expectations and standards, and I think that's really great, but I think I also need to, you know, check myself before I wreck myself.
Yeah. I hear you. Yep. Mine is to try and say, this is going to sound really horrible, but no, a little bit more often.
Oh, healthy boundaries.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like Mr. Fantastic, the stretchy guy from the Fantastic Four. I'm like, I can't do this all. The next James Bond, and the last time we spoke about it, we both said Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Are we changing our minds on that now or
no.
not?
No. I think he's still, you know,
really
fine.
Yeah. No. Again, no, not I don't know if that's a pretty exquisite.
He's just quite nice to look at, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Maybe not my favourite, but that's cool. Biggest regret in 2023. I think I'm going to know the answer to this one as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you think it
is?
No, you tell me what you think it is.
I'm not answering it. Yeah.
I think my biggest regret in 2023 would probably be, and it's, you know that whole saying, you know, live every moment as if it's your last, live every day as if it's your last. I wish that I had treated every show that I did on Today FM as if it was my last, because I didn't realise that it literally was going to be my last. So I think, you know, stopping and actually drinking it in and being, you know, full of gratitude and not getting lost in the hustle and bustle. I think, I think that's what I regret the most, is not really
living for the moment.
Yeah.
And I completely concur with that.
What did you think it was going to be?
Today FM.
Oh, okay.
Going. And the fact that, you know, you were on the up and things were looking really cool, and you know, I'd even been in studio as a guest and everything else.
I know, that
it looked
so
like
fun.
A real funky, fun place to be, where people were actually interested in stuff, and just the way it ended, a bit bizarre. Bit bizarre, that's the understatement of the year anyway. Biggest high five moment for 2023?
Launching my own business.
There you go. Yep.
I think Today FM shut down, and I was talking to all these newsrooms and everyone had hiring freezes, and I could have applied for some random full-time job, but I kind of said to myself that I would only do something full-time that I had a fierce amount of passion for.
Yep.
And to sign up to something that I didn't would be unfair on myself and unfair on any potential employer.
Yeah.
And so after, you know, lots of soul searching and to-ing and fro-ing, I launched my own thing, and it was you know, I had always been too scared to do it, because too scared to fail, too scared to know where to start, too scared to fall, too scared of accounting. Doing accounts. I've suddenly became IT, accounting, HR. I think I'm really proud of myself. I think I was one of the only ones from our Today FM team that kind of did launch their own thing, and maybe there was one or two others, but it's a scary thing to do that and kind of just put all your faith in your own ability and believe in yourself.
And it's your name as well, you know, like when you were reading the news, sure, your name pops up and people go, yeah, I know that lady's face, but you're actually not having to really stick it to you to your name. So for me, the biggest high five moment was actually getting to Canada after getting a fellowship in 2020 and meeting some amazing people that are already kind of known on social media, and they're even cooler in real life. And just seeing what they do, how they do it, and how it's a little bit different from us. It's not wrong, it's just a bit different. It was really interesting. What's your proudest moment as a New Zealander in 2023?
I think, Yeah, I think probably, I mean, even though it wasn't the outcome that we wanted, being in France at, you know, at the Rugby World Cup final and actually seeing us on the world stage, even though it didn't go our way, I think it was a really exciting thing to be part of. It was a really special moment for me. And it was, definitely something I'll never forget.
Yeah, exactly the same for me, but just also the way that we were, as a nation, a bit more mature about the fact that the All Blacks had lost, if you know what I mean, because in years gone by, it's been a bit painful to watch. But that was good. Anything planned overseas trip-wise in 2024?
Well, honestly, if the last 5 months are anything to go by, well, I spent a month working in India. I went to Paris for 2 weeks.
Yep.
I then went to Melbourne, Fiji. I haven't planned anything yet. But you know what? I hadn't planned anything this time that we spoke last year, and look at all the places I ended up going. I like to not plan and just see where opportunity takes me. I know that I will be
going somewhere.
Yep. But I don't know where yet.
Yep. Eden Park is not an overseas destination.
Nor is going to the North Shore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So biggest fail that we've seen, watched or observed, and you've thought to yourself, ooh, that's just a little untidy. In 2022, we spoke about the war in Ukraine as sort of being the biggest sort of, oh, geez, that's just messy.
Mm.
I think it's kind of, well, for me, it's obvious it's the war in Ukraine, and it's probably the war in Gaza now as well.
Mm.
Those are the two biggest ones I see. Although I do have to say, this is going to upset a few people, Mr. Donald J. Trump rearing his head in America as well as another moment, but
another WTF moment for sure.
Yeah, have you got anything on top of those?
I mean, I know it sorted itself out now, but the fact that it took us 40 something days to reach a coalition was probably a bit untidy.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just seemed like a colossal waste of time and resources, in my opinion. I know that that's the process we have to go through, and that's part of, you know, MMP, but I remember I was working at the Herald in the lead up to the election, and then finished my 6-week contract a few days afterwards, went to Paris, came back, still didn't have a government, you know, then went away again to, you know, it just, wild. Anyway, we got there in the end,
Yep, exactly right. Three best purchases for the year. I think last time we did it, we said fashion, tech or shoes, or shoes, which would be three.
Mm.
There you go, so best fashion item for the year.
Best fashion item. Well, you know, there's a lot to choose from.
Haven't been to Paris yet.
Oh, actually, yeah. Okay, no, that's okay. You've made, okay. I had this really wonderful, you know, Paris fashion moment.
Yeah.
Where I spent way too much money on a pair of sunglasses from a French high-end designer, Celine. Went into the Celine Paris store, had my full Parisian moment, and waltzed on out of there with these gorgeous sunglasses that cost me way too much money. Treat yourself.
Have you ever worn them anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I wore them loads.
Yeah, it's just that thing of, you know, sometimes you buy something and it's like the advert says, it stays in the cupboard, you save it for a good day or a rainy day, and those ones never happen. So
although a couple of days after I bought them, they did fall on the ground, which devastated me, but they live to tell another tale.
Cool, that's right. Best tech purchase for the year?
Tech purchase. It's very simple, but because I launched my business, right? And I've set up this cute little home office in my little home office space at home, which is just really wonderful. And it's just all the little tidbits that, you know, like I bought myself, it's really lame, you're gonna laugh at me, I bought myself a printer and you know, like a terabyte hard drive and all these little office things.
That office is color-coded, isn't it?
Pretty much.
So I'm not saying anything about your personality, just a good guess. For me, fashion wise it's got to be the 511 shirt I exercise in. This is going to sound really weird, but it's almost like not wearing a shirt when you're running, which is fantastic.
Great.
The bigger
it's like that
like
scene in The Simpsons when Flanders is wearing full length ski suit, and he's like, it feels like I'm wearing nothing at all.
It's kind of freaky. My tech thing has got to be my Beats headphones. Love them to death. In-ear ones, great for running. And my shoes, it sounds really bad, I mean, but my shoes is definitely my Asics running shoes. Love them to bits. And I can actually run again, which is something I haven't been able to do for 4 or 5 years.
Nice. I didn't say shoes either.
Dodgy calf. No, you did not.
No, I didn't. My Adidas Sambas.
There you go.
I've got 50 shades of Samba.
Of course you have.
In my wardrobe. I love a Samba.
Of course you have, yeah. Okay. Are you excited for the King's visit in 2024?
Sure. Yeah. I've covered three world tours before.
Yeah.
It was Wills and Kate, Camilla and Charles, and Meghan and Harry. I wouldn't, you know, go along as a member of the public to catch a glimpse of them.
Yep.
But for some people, it's really important.
Yep. Not wrong. I have to say, I'm the same. Best news story in 2023, the most significant news story for media was what, do you think?
Well, internationally, it's got to be Gaza, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would have said too. Best podcast that you've listened to, can't be this one or your own. So those are your top two out of the way straight away that you've listened to this year. It can be one episode or...
Okay, well, obviously I can't say my own.
No,
and
you
technically
can't.
The one that I worked on, which was The Detail, I obviously can't say that either.
No, you can't say that either.
So,
yeah, no.
I don't know, I'm going to have to give my old mate DG, Duncan Garner, a shout-out, editor-in-chief. What he's done with that has been amazing. And I was really lucky to go on there as a panellist a couple of weeks ago, and it was really nice to actually be able to broadcast with him in the same studio again, and with my mate Mark Sainsbury.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah.
I think he's done a really great job.
That's it. For me, it's a great series on the BBC called Desert Island Discs, where basically they ask guests from all over the place what are the 8 records that they take on a desert island and 3 items, and then they talk about their life throughout it. Best podcast episode I've heard this year, easily, hands down, is on Adrian Edmondson. We know as well, you probably don't because you're too young. Vivian from The Young Ones, Eddie Hitler from Bottom, the comic strip and everything else, talking about the death of Rick Mayall and everything else. It was really, really good. Should listen, ever listen to it. Journalist of the Year in 2023. Can be a New Zealander or overseas. You can't nominate yourself either.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to be super biased anyway and nominate my former co-host at Today FM, Lloyd Burr, because it's been amazing watching him go back into the gallery over the election, and I'm so proud of him because he's just secured the role as co-host on the AM show, which I'm so proud of him.
Yep. He's going to smash that out of the park. Is there any journalist that you normally watch and go, actually, that's my guy or that's my girl, and I always watch them and go, yeah. Is there anybody like that that you sort of...
No, standout person, but I think it's more the colleagues that I used to share the newsroom with, you know? Like, that you... We're all very collegial, I think, in New Zealand. And even though we are at competing news networks, we all want to support each other. And I think when you see your colleagues that you sat side by side doing an incredible story, you're like, yes, Hon!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah. It always makes me laugh how... and I say this because I know a few of you now. A few of you, sounds like a club. Now people will go, oh, they won't talk to that person because they're from a different TV channel. It's like, no, New Zealand's too small for that guy to carry on.
We're all very, very friendly.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be Anderson Cooper. I'll watch that guy any day of the week. Mm. I love him to bits. I think he's fantastic and quite down the line as well. Worst news story in 2023. I think we all know what this is going to be.
Gaza.
Yeah, got to be, yeah. One thing that you weren't upset to say goodbye to in 2023 was what? I'd like to be able to say Mariah Carey's Christmas album, but I can't.
No, she lives on. She's been defrosting since October, just like Michael Bublé.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing that I wasn't upset to say goodbye to. Ooh.
It's a tricky one, eh?
That's really hard.
Yeah.
That's really, really, really hard.
For me, I think it would be probably the... Even though, like, when we spoke about it in 2022, 2 years ago... COVID gone. It was just that I think there was still lots and lots of fear this year. You know, we've got a new wave, we've got this, and people are kind of well and truly moving on. I know there's still people wearing masks, and that's fine. I don't have any issues with that. That's their body autonomy. They get the right of choice. There's nothing wrong with it. But it was just the fact that now we all know people have had COVID 3-4 times, and they're like, yeah, I'm taking precautions, but, you know, I'm travelling on as well. So that's my big thing, I guess.
I guess this probably sounds you know, very reflective, but my inhibitions, you know, the self-doubt that I ever had around starting my own thing.
Yep.
And I haven't said goodbye to it completely, because there are still massive moments of imposter syndrome and massive moments of, you know, questioning whether I'm doing the right thing, but at least I made the leap.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. One thing we're very sad to say goodbye to in 2023.
Do I say Today
FM? You can say Today FM. That's all good.
Can you tell that station had a bit of impact in such a short time?
Yeah, I can do, yeah. For me, it's going to be, only happened a couple of weeks ago, Andre Brower, the actor who I first saw in a movie called Glory with Denzel Washington in it, but most people know him as Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. His delivery in that was brilliant, and the number of times I used to laugh and go, oh my God, I know people exactly like this guy in the police. Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Mm.
If you could ask Santa for one thing for the world, what would it be? I'll give you some ideas. Last time we did this, you said world peace, and I went climate change, and we went, okay, that sounds fair for you. Yeah, so are we looking at the same this year for Santa, do you think?
I think probably... oh, I guess like some kind of reprieve, whether that's, you know, a less tough economy, you know, a lowering of inflation, you know, better interest rates, just less pressure. Yep. I think people are really feeling the pressure.
Biggest fangirl moment for you in 2023, anything, moment, place you were at, person you met, something you did.
Oh, and I have to get up and whip up, and I know people won't be able to. See.
Look at this. Here's a picture of me. We're doing a podcast.
Isn't that a picture of you and me?
You know how it works. Yeah, yeah.
So, and I don't think I realised the fangirl moment until after I learned more about him as well.
Uh oh, here we go.
So this is very exciting. So she's scrolling into the archives right now.
Yeah. Surprised it's not like a screensaver or something.
So, the legendary Bill Neely. Journalist, newsreader, you know, he, and most wonderful person you will ever meet. So when I went over to India, I went over there in a consulting role to work for the state broadcaster, DD India. I was part of a team of about 30. We were there to kind of upgrade the station ahead of G20. And he was in the consulting team, training the anchors.
Yep.
And I met him, and then, and everyone was absolutely fangirling and fanboying, and I kind of knew of him, and then I kind of spent a bit more time getting to know him and hearing all his stories, and wow, he's pretty cool. Mm. He's, and I feel like I've made a friend for life as well. That's so good. Not only have I fangirled, but I've fan-friended.
Become a friend, that's all good. Yep, nice work. For me, it would have to be, I have been a long-time Calgary Flames ice hockey fan. You know, I love that game. It was actually getting to spend a week and a half with their media team. They were just fantastic, meeting all the players, getting to see all the stuff that I get to see on TV and on social media, but from behind the scenes. And they've literally become like my hockey family over there. So
nice.
Just thank you. Thank you again, Flames.
I just realised I was like, so people listening, I was whipping my phone up for a reason to show you this really lovely picture of Bill and I in India.
He's such a sweet human. Who don't know who he is, go and Google search him, because the second you see his face, you'll go, I know that guy. Yeah.
He's wonderful.
Fantastic. Biggest guilty pleasure in 2023. To give you some idea, you, in some people's opinions, may have hit the bottom of the barrel the last couple of years when you said Love Island. Same again?
Okay, no. Similar category. I tried to watch Love Island this year and it was awful.
Yep.
I've came to that realisation that it's actually not that great. However, in my travels, there's been a lot of viewing of in-flight entertainment. And I somehow got hooked on to Married at First Sight Australia. And so on my way to Paris, and then on my way to Melbourne, and then on my way to Fiji, across all those three flights, I was catching up, and I still have two episodes to go, and I don't know what happens.
Done, gold. For me, it is Hunted, the show where they drop people in Australia or London. And then,
isn't there a New Zealand version of that?
There was as well, and Alia Bojalova was on it as well. So that type of show has been quite interesting. So probably about three or four seasons of those, last year, your New Year's resolution was to give people a voice. Give yourself a mark out of 10 on that one.
Give people a voice.
Yep, that was what you actually said. I said to you, what's your New Year's resolution? You said, and it was just literally because you just sort of had... we time it today for him. He said, you know, I'm starting to nail the podcast. I'm starting to give people a voice. Obviously, we couldn't see the end coming. But you said, I really want to give people a voice, people that, and you did some of that. But how would you give yourself a mark out of 10?
I think about an 8 out of 10. And I say this because there's always room for improvement. And obviously that time or that platform got cut short. However, what we did with those docos was massive.
Yep.
You know, and the one that really sticks out for me is the one that I did on Ram Raiders.
Yep.
And I was one of the only media to actually speak to the kids who were doing the Ram Raiding. And I spoke to a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old and getting an insight into why they do what they do and seeking a sense of community. And it was a side of the story that we hadn't heard, and I think it was really important to tell.
Yep. What's the thing that you're most looking forward to in 2024?
Obviously, uncertainty and the unknown scares me, but it also excites me, and I'm excited for the opportunities that are out there that I don't even know exist yet.
Oh, yeah.
I know that they're coming.
It's almost like an inspirational book.
Thank you.
For me, it's going to be my return back to Canada, I guess, seeing lots of people again, and just hanging out there and having a bit of time with them, and also going on a good family holiday as well later on. What's something that you're not looking forward to in 2024?
The unknown and the uncertainty. And also, I'm excited to be moving house. I'm excited to settle in there, but I'm not excited to do the moving.
Yeah. Just think of it as a second Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I never realised I had this.
Yeah.
For me, it's got to be the American presidential election. I think that, has all sorts of ramifications in it. What's one thing you want to do more of in 2024?
Travel.
Boom, there you go. Yep. Yeah. I concur. Here we go. Now, last time I did this, you went, you actually almost could be an old person. So, really, Constable B, people don't have albums anymore. Album or MP3? I know you have a playlist, just like everybody else. What was your Spotify sort of rap list? I'll give you mine, and this will really predate me. But my genre, surprise, surprise, was rock. No drums there. And the artist was Bryan Adams, believe it or not.
Interesting.
There you go.
I screenshot my little Spotify wrapped vibes. Oh, here we go. Oh no, that's right. My top song was Forever in My Mind by Koi.
Right.
So it's actually a great little jam. It's only a couple minutes long.
Yep.
But I clearly had that on repeat because I played it 292 times since the 6th of January.
Yeah. Jeebus, it's once a day almost. One thing that you're definitely going to do over the holiday period is what?
Relax.
There you go.
It's been a big, big, big year, and I was definitely feeling like I was verging on burnout a few weeks ago, and so I actually think I'm going to just...
Chillax.
Mm.
Yeah, likewise. Show or concert of the year?
Concert of the what? Year. Oh, my God. Christmas in the Park. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Show or concert of the... Do you know what? I actually don't think I went... I lie.
Wait for it.
Symphony in the Domain.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
So when they have a whole bunch of, dance, club, club classics set to the symphony orchestra, it was pretty cool.
Nice. For me, it's got to be one of the most happiest and heartbreaking moments at the same time. I know I'm going to sound old. I do not care. 50 years of Kiss ending at Madison Square Garden about December 3rd it was.
Nice.
It was great. It was a great concert. Not too convinced on the ABBA avatars that Kiss have now adopted that they're going to tour the world with.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's weird. Yeah,
but that's okay. The best thing about it is my little guy got into Kiss as well on the last concert, so it's like rocking. One thing you are going to do less of in 2023?
Negative self-talk.
There you go. Goal. Yep. And for me, same. One podcast guest that you would absolutely kill for to have an interview with in 2024.
Oh, gosh. These are really broad questions, aren't they?
Yeah. I try to keep them as broad as possible,
Do you know what? I know I mentioned him before, but I'd actually love to have like a massive yarn to Bill Neely because he's just got such a wonderful career. And I remember having a massive yarn to him over dinner one time when we all went out after a day of work. And
Where's your mic, madam journalist? You should have just slipped the mic underneath his nose.
Oh, it was all off the record,
go
you see.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. For me, let me think. First cappuccino came out in the new year. There's a lady, it's taken me a wee while to get hold of her, but we've managed to do it. She's one of the close protection officers for Justin Trudeau. She's amazing. She's even been to Timbuktu as the United Nations.
Oh, wow. That's like a destination that you just make up, you know? Yeah, it's like the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah. I'm going to Timbuktu.
Yeah. And weird thing, she used to actually say it to her dad as a kid. He'd say, "Where are you going?" She said, "I'm going to Timbuktu." And then she said, when I rang him up, said, "Dad, I am in Timbuktu." He's like, "What the?" Yeah, so that's next year. Biggest discovery of 2023 for you was what?
Bold moves. Being capable of making bold moves.
Nice. Yep. Good work. What was the best social media watch in 2023?
Social media watch?
Yep. Well, the Instagram that you watch or something else. For me, it has to be, and bearing in mind my mum is from Belfast, it's a Instagram account called Irish Daily.
Mm.
Some of the stuff on there is just outrageous.
Mm.
I'll give you an example. Please tune your ears out if it's inappropriate, but I don't think it is.
Should I beep for you?
Yeah, yeah. They interviewed a 65-year-old man down the middle of the street in Ireland. They asked him what he thought of same-sex marriages.
Mm.
He said, "I think it's great." He said, "I've been married for 40 years and I've been having the same sex since that day." And he was dead serious. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was quite cute and typically Irish. That was all good. So, have you got anything like that or not?
Oh, I definitely love following the Batuta Advocate.
Yep.
It's kind of sort of all these piss take headlines.
Yep.
And I think New Zealand's answer to that is the Whakitaki Times.
Yep.
And then I also really love the Inspired Unemployed.
Yep.
They're always a bit of a hoot.
Yep.
Yeah, anything that makes you laugh, right?
Yep, that's it.
Mm. And then the algorithm is ever in your favour because you push that content.
Like, yeah, hang on, have a look at this. Yeah, it's like, ooh. What do you think the biggest issue facing in New Zealand is going to be in 2024?
Cost of living.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Boom. What do you think the biggest issue facing the world in 2024 will be? And you and I both said climate change and wars last time, so I'm guessing it's probably going to be pretty much the same, isn't it?
That, but also I think the cost of living is a global thing at the moment. Yeah. You know, there's inflation that's even, you know, twice as high as what it is here, and there are countries who are struggling even more than we are, and people are really, really feeling it, so.
Yep. Now, I know we don't do genies on Christmas because it's Santa, but if I was a genie and I gave you three wishes for Christmas for 2024, for yourself, nobody else, because that's the way we work on this, what are you taking?
Happiness.
Yep.
Opportunity.
Yep.
And
you got to say money because you got to survive.
What money stems from opportunity, okay, yeah, right?
I thought you were going to say money stems from happiness. I was like,
money stems from opportunity. If you're passionate about something, the money will come.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
And lastly, I think to just have some kind of, I mean, I'm keen for random craziness in my career, but life-wise, I just love for things to just be, you know.
Yep.
Chill for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've just had a lot of life change, and I think I'd just like a little bit of consistency for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, not so that people say, look, there's boring old Wilhelmina Shrimpton, but yeah.
Never boring. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, you know, yeah. I just, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
She needs a break.
Yeah. For me, it's happiness, health, and friends always is. So, on that note, that is the wrap for the Cappuccino podcast. Thank you very much, Wilhelmina, again for year three, for turning up for our Christmas special. Just to prove to you I do the research, look down the bottom of the book.
Enjoy
your bagels on Christmas morning.
Yes.
I hope that you don't get a chess set again for Christmas. We will see you all in the new year. The first guest for the Cappuccino podcast is that amazing lady I spoke to you about before who went to Timbuktu, and her name is Jennifer LaSalle. She's going to be the first guest. I think it's going to be about the 16th or 17th of January. Until then, Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening.
But please do Constable Brian and I a favour and be sure to subscribe
so you don't miss out on the next Cappuccino podcast. Real people, real stories.